Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and tonight is our special healing night on the Light Shift. So this is Saturday night live on the Light Shift. So let's first do a couple of healings, and we're starting a little bit late here, so we'll get right on the Light Shift healing in the next 5 minutes. So let's just first get rid of some emotional traumas that people have happened to them or occurred maybe. Or if not, I'll just get you feeling more peaceful. So here we go. This is for the emotional sample clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And the other side of that healing is for feelings. Some people actually live in their feeling body more than they live in the emotions. So if you are living in the feelings, you're going to feel this probably more than you will the first one. But the first one's needed to be done first for your whole life. If you don't live in feelings, normally people feel these clearings on the feeling body is like icing on the cake here. So here we go. Feeling body, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And then there's a special clearing for trauma. This is for people who deal with a lot of stuff. Here we go. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now I'll do a clearing for, this is kind of similar to the trauma one, but it's for the problematic clearing. We have that on the website also. And this is for stuff that happens to people daily, maybe monthly, maybe a certain time of the month or something. Something happens to you. Maybe it occurs maybe middle of the month or when bills come due, or maybe for some reason, maybe you get a bill in the mail and you lose it every month and you keep beating yourself up. And this is one way that, this clearing might be able to help you. So this is for the problematic events in your life that kind of keep happening to you, and you just can't get rid of them. So here we go. We'll see if this happens, if this will help you out here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, let's do a pain body. 5 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body with an S. The other sensory is for past lives, so they kind of sound similar sometimes. So the sensory body is how you input the feelings here on the earth. Remember, you have to be able to sense here to have an experience, and sometimes your senses get overloaded. Here we go. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a, let's just try a addiction clearing. This is a little different for people. We have this clearing too on the website. So I want you to think of an addiction that you may have. Could be anything. It doesn't matter to the Light Shift, you know, what your addictions are. And we'll try to get that released here in the last 5 days. So see if you are compelled to have that addiction maybe today or tomorrow. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do one more clearing here. Let's do a clearing to release heartache. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Now we'll get you more heart-centered. Here we go. We'll do the mind to heart drop, counting from 10 down to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there tonight, Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm out here. Thank you so much. And, wow, what a great start to tonight's hour. Wonderful healings. And I just love the mind to heart drop. You know, it just feels like everything in the mind and the mind chatter just goes away. And you're with your spirit when you're in your heart. So it's just wonderful. And it's a great way to get present. So I see we have quite a lot of people with us on the fast chat. And hello, everyone. And I know you're all anxious to go to the Lightship for a special hour of healings, or a little time at least there for healings. And then we'll come back and do some other things. So I'm just going to turn it back over to you, Ron, to get going with that.
Okay, so if you're new to this here, tonight we go to the Lightship. This will be an example of what we do, just a short session, what we do normally on Mondays and Fridays and also Wednesdays. And naturally, tomorrow we have our special 8-hour healing session. So if you're interested, you can do that too, but let's just do this part right now. We'll be on the lights for probably about 10 minutes, so we can ask for questions to people calling afterwards, or we'll check with the BBS fast chat here. So if you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, think of them now in your consciousness. And this part of the show will not work in the archives, only because of alien abductions, et cetera. You can't go to the light ship only during the time that I take you up there in the present moment consciously. So here we go. We're on a count of five. You may feel the energy around you change. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You're now on the light ship. And the healings that you have are between you and the light being doctors. And the healings take effect according to how much spirit you have in your body, how the entities are in you. Are they taking away the healing energy away from you? So that you don't want to have. And then also what's your past predisposition is from past lives. Remember, the genetics in your body is your past lives, and what your ancestors thought of healings and how much densities they have. In the time of Jesus, it's much easier to do healings than it is today. So here we go. We're on the light ship, and let's go into the pain release room. This is an energy which normally is black in color and has that golden little like speckles in it. Kind of looks it actually glows, a black glowing energy. So here it comes, and I'll bring it down to us here. If you want to bring up the light beam on your screen, too, you can scroll down little ways. Enter so on your scroll bar, beneath the blinking flower, and watch the light beam change during this process here. So here we go. Here comes that energy of black for release physical body pain. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And on the last show we had, we went into the special room, and that was done instantly for everybody listening. And we'll bring in this energy again. This is the white quartz. They're very, very large rocks. We can actually lay on them, and they kind of mold to your body too. So let's go into the special room where the white quartz rocks are. And here comes that energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. So that feels good. And then on our backs, I know we can turn over if we wish, but most of us are on our backs. It just feels so nice. You can ask it to change temperatures, too. If you want to feel a little warmer or cooler where you are, just to ask that, and you'll actually feel the results down here a little bit. Let's go into another location. And we went into a room a long time ago. And this room has elephants in it. So let's go into the elephant room. Remember, most of these rooms are what we have here on the planet, so we can kind of relate to these beings, okay? There's many other ones that are not, that don't look like us naturally, but I try to pick on rooms that we actually can see, bring those up so we can actually physically see them and understand what we're looking at. So here comes the elephants, and coming to us now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, the light only works in the now, so you must request a healing. Everything is pure divine perfection, and the light never judges any of its creations. So since you are from the light, you know, you shouldn't judge them either, but the light will never do an overhealing on you or you know, heal you more or less, because you have to request each time you want to have a healing. So you want to go from one state of perfection to another. And typically when you want a healing, typically you're dealing with an energy that you don't want to have any longer. But the light still sees that energy that you have as pure divine perfection. So you may not like having your toe hurting, you know, but it still sees you as perfect because that's what you're experiencing. So request your healing. Let's go into a room where they're going to be working with the bottom of our feet. I'm going to put some air cushions on us. And this is quite nice because it feels wonderful. So here we go. This will take six different procedures. And I'll have you walk around probably in the next maybe 10 minutes here, and you can actually feel the change on the bottom of your feet. You know, feel like you probably weigh maybe 30 pounds less or so. So here we go. We're in this room. You might feel your feet tingling. And we'll go into another location. Let's go into the room that they help us out with our immune system. This immune system room is full of different colored lights that shine around us and through us. And it's very peaceful, so just kind of relax now. If you do have a problem with your immune system, your body will probably heat up greatly. So here we go. I have people actually call me up saying that they actually started sweating after going into this room here. So here we go. Here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels nice. Let's go into a room where they have pink energy. And we'll bring that energy into us. I'll count to 10, so it won't sound as monotonous here. So here we go. Here comes the pink energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. This feels wonderful, this pink energy. So, boy, that feels good. I'll bring it in stronger for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just use the word stronger now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So kind of wiggle around a little bit, see how you feel. Let's go into a room in quarantine. This is where the light beings work with us. We'll be doing this tomorrow. And This is more of the sci-fi end of the creation light ship healings here. This is where they work with us in the quarantine rooms, where they release from us these negative light forms, dark side light forms that come into our bodies. And this will be doing tomorrow on the 8-hour call. And we're going to take out the little caterpillars. That's kind of how they look out of our joints. And there's many of these things. If you haven't been on the website checking out the alien attack removal, you're missing out. So definitely check it out. It's only $30 a month, and you can get yourself healed quite nicely by getting rid of these alien energies out of you. Remember, that might sound strange to some of you, but before we had a microscope that could see, you know, bacteria and viruses and things, these little critters that move around physically, we never knew that we had them. So it took that technology to actually see them. We don't have anything now that's, well, at least knowingly, you know, through most means here, that nobody can really see them unless you look at them psychically. But there's no machine that you can actually see them that is above ground here, we'll say, that people can buy to look at these alien life forms. I'm sure that it's made somewhere else on this planet. But as far as going to a doctor's office to see it, no, that does not exist. But they do exist in us. You can watch the movie The Mist and get an idea of what these things are about. And that was a physical thing. And The Mist came out, I don't know, probably 9 months ago or something. So here we go. Let's bring in some more of this energy here. We're going to go get rid of these caterpillars out of our joints to make feel your joints actually loosen up and feel better. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. We'll go into one other room. And I'd like to go into the bumblebee room. This is quite nice. Here we go. Bumblebees are very large, kind of like going to Disneyland riding like Dumbo or something, you know, but that still exists. I don't know if it does or not, but that was a ride that they had a long time ago. So here we go. We're on top of the bumblebees. These are very large. They're probably about 20 foot in length. Very nice. So here we go. We're flying around now. We're bringing the bumblebee energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll bring in a couple of different oxygens for healing. Now let's bring in number 15. So here it comes. Number 15 oxygen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, our little air cushions are done. If you want to walk around right now, get up and walk. And you're going to feel your feet feeling much nicer. It's like walking on a plush carpet with a lot of padding. It's quite a nice feeling. And let's bring another option, number 75. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to one final room right now, and we're going to go into a room that has red energy. This is your life force energy. It normally works with your bone marrow. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll do one more option before we come back. This is 18. Coming in, 1, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's great. So let's go into another room on the light ship. This is the orientation room. Remember, all your healings are between you and the light being doctors. And they're telling us what they found with us tonight. They're talking to us about the healings that they performed. We're also asking them questions. So all the healings and the information is between you and the light being doctors. And we're going now into the next room where we're being joined with our animals and pets. Maybe we brought out some flowers or a garden or plants or something. And the people who do bring them up, normally their gardens grow a lot larger as far as taller. You get more vital energies out of, you know, what you're growing, including, you know, flowers in general. So it's very nice to have your garden taken up on these calls, and especially on the calls that we have, you know, weekly. So we're coming down now. I'll count to five. You can feel the energy shift, and we'll turn it over to Sylvia, or our co-host. So here we come down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Sylvia, are you out there?
I'm here. Oh, wow, that was great. Really nice rooms, beautiful healings. Really loved the big, giant white quartz that you could lay on, and it kind of just molded to your back and felt wonderful and really energizing in a great way, very healing. So, if you have a question for Ron about the Creation Lightship, or maybe you're new to this and you want to know more about why it's here, about the ascension process, about any of the healings that Ron does, you can go ahead and either call the station or type your question into the fast chat, and I'll give you the phone number to call. If you'd like to call in live, it's 1-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Or you can type your question into the fast chat. Just click on the fast chat link on the Creation Lightship page, and that'll bring that up for you. And so, Ron, I kind of wanted to talk about the healings that you were doing at the beginning of the hour, where you started doing healings like the emotional healing, emotional body, feeling body, and so on. But we didn't really talk so much about how those work and how that can affect someone's life. And I'm sure most people can relate to the fact that things recycle. Energy, as it said, never goes away. You just change it. And so if someone has a particular energy that maybe they're stuck in or stuck with from either their genetic cellular memory or some type of experience that they've had in this lifetime, and that kind of situation keeps repeating itself over and over again, maybe they notice that in their relationships, like they always get attracted to the same type of people or same type of relationship, same type of boss. So even if they move, change jobs, they still kind of wind up in the same scenario, replaying itself. And how does that work, and how does the lightship run deal with that kind of energy so that a person can be freed up from having to repeat that same situation over and over again?
Well, all the whole life clearings that we do start off when you start the clearing. So we'll just say that you're 45 years of age, and it's maybe like, let's just say it's 60 days and 5 hours and 3 minutes. That's when you start the clearing, okay? And whatever happens after that is the clock keeps ticking. Since you're living in a time-based reality of darkness here, that energy is not cleared from you, but it starts when you start the clearing and completely goes back to your conception point. And what the lightship does is bring up your spiritual blueprint of these invisible energetic bodies, and they clear the stuff out of them. And this stuff is programmed from your DNA that's brought up in this lifetime only. So what happens is we have this lifetime clearings, which are what you're dealing with. This we could say what's on the top of the iceberg. And what's on the bottom of the iceberg is all your past life stuff. And that's your DNA of all your ancestors, which is actually their belief systems, and which is really their judgment. So you're living the judgment and the lifestyles, we'll say, of that judgment of all of your ancestors. So it gets kind of disconcerting because you start looking at it, and if you go back like what Jesus was doing, at that time frame, most people only needed to have a 7-generational clearing. And that would go back typically for, including yourself, 256 people in your genetic line. As far as time, with our time right now, that would be equal to probably around the maybe 1900s to 1850s. So we'll just say roughly maybe 150 years. Well, back then, because people typically did not live very long, maybe that was like 500 years in time. And so what happens is you're cleaning out that density from those people, because they didn't have that much communication going and that much information being imprinted by reading books like we have today. So everything that you take in, that you read, comes from mind energy, because naturally the mind had to create the books. And you're bringing into those books a language. Remember, this is what gets you is the particular words that are connected to the letters. So the letters are one thing and the words are something else. So when you start reading a lot, you're bringing in the words and the definitions of those words right into you. And all of a sudden you become attached to all these things, and that turns into judgment. It goes very deep very quickly. I'm going to be putting up a new clearing on the website. Right now I'm just creating that. And what this is going to do for you is be able to discharge each letter in your name. Okay? And we're going to go from first left to right. So you take your first name and you clear those letters. Then you take your middle name, and then you take your last name. And a regular letter is going to take 15 minutes to discharge. And this is given to you, and this is how the darkness connects to you with your natal chart. Because remember, most people say, yeah, I think I picked my name. Well, yeah, the name was given to you somewhere, okay? It was downloaded to your parents, and they thought of a name which got probably imprinted in you. But regardless, there wasn't much creative free choice typically with you. And remember, those letters hold a charge, and this is what the darkness uses to connect you. So most of you may understand what I'm talking about here, because you all know about your natal chart and how that affects your life, because that is your life. You know, as you look at it through the astrological settings of the planets and everything else, you know, it basically tells you who and what you're going to be living in this lifetime and let you get out of it. Most people never get out of it because they don't know about the way to get out of the system. But basically, a regular letter is going to take 15 minutes to clear, and a vowel will take 45 minutes. So if your first name, we'll say, is Joe, J-O-E, the J will take 15 minutes to clear. And the O and the E will both take 45 minutes apiece. So you can add that up. It's an hour and a half for the vowels, and then 15 minutes onto that, your first name. And then you move on to your middle name, and then you move on to your last name. And that's going from left to right. And then after that, you're going to be going from right to left, a whole different code sequence. And when you get that cleared off, it's going to take a while to do naturally. Then you should have your whole freedom back to yourself, because your name, as everybody uses your name to connect you to the mind matrix of the darkness, because that's kind of who you are, is your name, and everybody calls you by your name, then you're going to feel freer. This clearing is going to cost $50 to do. And like I said, it will take some time, but it'll help you out immensely to get this off of you. Also, the next question for people would be, well, what if I have a nickname? Well, that also could be maybe attached to you, but we'll, you know, have that in there also, I think, if you wanted to put in your nickname. May not have too much energy on it, but who knows? You know, very possibly it could. And then the next question would be for people, well, gee, I got married and my last name changed. Well, that's still probably going to affect you somehow. So you want to clear that off also. And then some people use their birth last name plus their married last name too. So you may actually have typically four different names to clear, or just use the word words with all these letters in it. So each time you hit a vowel, then you have to do that vowel for 45 minutes, and the regular letters will be 15. So that's going to be a brand new clearing. I'm devising that right now, and it'll probably be up on the website hopefully within maybe a couple of weeks here, so you may want to look for that. So that'll be another part of the self-empowerment clearing. It'll be underneath that anyway in that same location. So, and on the self-empowerment clearings, it's very nice. I have a lot of comments from people coming in. They love it. And like I said, some people ask me, they say, gee, Ron, you know, this is clearing my negative stuff. You know, from the life ship, give me something. I want to, you know, do like you do in church because it's for favors. Well, the life ship doesn't do that. So your self-empowerment is for you to get out of the negative stuff, and then you can choose what you want to have happen to you, okay? Remember, if you're disempowered, then you lost the free choice of whatever you're dealing with. So the life ship will never give you anything. It's up to you to choose because it cannot judge you. And it would have to judge you in order to give you something. So once you get energy of density taken away from you, then you can get cleared off. And then you're a free choice to have free will to choose and use the heart energy to create with. And I heard a beep there. Maybe we have a caller.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Larry. How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. I was wondering, Ron, we go to the light ship and we come back to the Earth based on the frequency of imagination. Is that right?
No.
No?
No. When you go to the light ship, you are there physically.
That's what I mean. Yes, I understand that. I don't mean we go time travel, but I mean through the heart, imagination, spirit, we go there, we biolocate there is what I'm saying. I don't mean we pretend, I mean we're really there, but I mean the travel itself is what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, I don't understand the question too much. When you go to the light ship, you're there, you're brought up through a particular frequency energy, which we'll just call it a white light tunnel to keep it very simplistic here. And you're brought up to the light ship in their own particular way of doing that, okay? And you're connected,
okay.
And you're bilocated instantly there. So when you're not here, you're there. And you're walking around physically. If you're wearing a pink shirt, you have a pink shirt up there on. And then from there, you go through the process of different types of healing through different rooms. And because you're out of time, just like down here, like this show has been on for, basically, I don't know, we'll just say 40 minutes so far, and it may feel like 5 minutes to you because this show is in the current moment. And so naturally, on the light ship, you can only, you're up there, and it may be in the same time frame. I can say, well, it feels like we've been on this show for 5 minutes, and it's really, 40 minutes in real time. So it's kind of much the same on the light ship. They can do a lot of work to us out of time because you're in the moment. And so, in the same process, I could probably, with that analogy, say that the light ship time, hypothetically, could be maybe 10 times what we have down here. But there's no way to know, but you are out of time. And they do what they can to you. And, like I said, according to your predisposition on healing and how much densities you have in your stored physical body of the DNA, and if any parts of you have been stolen by the darkness, that determines, your healing. This is why we have these 8-hour special calls on Sundays. So when
okay,
I talk
well,
about
my
a room...
second question is sort of bring the point out more clearly. Maybe I wasn't real clear, but... hasn't humanity lost their imagination of the heart, and haven't they lost their personality, which comes from the heart because of stress? And when you get back to the heart, you get this knowledge from the heart, which is some of that seems to be personality and imagination, which they seem to have lost because of stress and problems that they have encountered. So do you see where I'm coming from there?
Yes, I could definitely agree with that. Most people are very stressed. And... that's when the death bar toll clearing, you can do the stress one, the stress bar toll clearing too, because that brings stress into your life. So yes, the stress keeps you out of the heart. It's an energy that is there to do that. And the more stressed out you are, the more you work with mind. And that's what the dark side wants, is to work with mind energy. And that's what Jesus was all about, was to tell you to stay into your heart, to get rid of the mind energy. And that's why he said basically he's, you know, not of this world or something like that, you know. You know, he's living here but not of it, basically, and because he's living in the heart energy. So that's probably what that was, you know, indicated by him. Also that he was from the light ship. But it's still the same basic thing, is that when you're in your heart, then you're able to have peace. When you're in the mind, then you're in the mind matrix. You're in what you call a New Age metaphysical movement, and that all is based on mind energy. So I always talk about that, you know, the New Age movement, new thought movement, which has been out since the maybe the 1920s, I'm guessing. You know, they could have brought out, you know, instead of the new thought movement, why don't they just do the new heart movement? You know, one of the churches in the New Age movement is spiritual mind treatments. Well, how about spiritual heart treatments, okay? And then you have the science of mind. Well, how about the science of heart? And so, you know, they just went into the mind energy, probably controlled by the darkness initially, and are teaching the darkness stuff. And it's just very sad, you know, you can look at it and you can say, yeah, I can use my thoughts to create my parking place and to bring things into my life. Well, that energy is all force of will. And we know how wars start with force of will. Something wants to conquer something else. The heart will never allow you to do that if you're heart-centered. So the only way to get this planet turned around instantly to save itself, we'll say, that's the wrong word to use, excuse me. The only way to save humanity, let's put it that way, is to have everybody to become heart-centered instantly. And if that could be done, the whole energy on this planet would be in love, which is not the love that's emotional love. It's just the love to be what you want to do and to express who you are in pure love energy without judgment. So when you're in your heart, there's no judgment, because the light never judges anything, never judges its creations. And that's where everybody wants to be. But yes, the stress energy is the most probably damaging, and that's the energy of the darkness getting you to, you know, stay out of the heart, because when you're stressed, then your mind kicks in, and the mind naturally is inside of your head, we'll say. It's also controlled by the programming of your DNA. And the DNA is the thoughts of your ancestors, which are in judgment. And that's kind of where we go to. This is why Jesus had the special healing from the light ship for the Immaculate Conception. So from that, his cellular memory was eliminated so he could have light beams come into his body, of the body of Jesus when he walked the earth. So, yeah, the stress part is the problem that everybody deals with, and there's other things too, but it's all judgment, and it depends, you know, what gets triggered inside of you as to what particular emotional roller coaster ride you want to go on. Whether it's going to be a high roller coaster ride and drop you quick, or it's just going to be a slow one that doesn't have much energy to it, but it's still going to be some type of ride when you're in the mind energy. Does that help you, Larry?
Yes, that's very good. I appreciate the explanation, Ron. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Sylvia?
Okay, thank you, Larry, for calling in. And let's see, we have some comments on the fast chat, and Ron, actually, as you were talking about that new clearing with the sounds of the name and the vowels and all that, it was very interesting, and I was wondering if, on a similar note, there will possibly be a clearing where you could put in your birth date, and that would kind of clear the whole natal chart aspect for a person.
Yeah, I might include that with it. I'll have to see how that works out. That was not downloaded to me yet, so the other part was. But I'll put that on the burner and see what happens here.
Put it on the lightship burner.
The lightship burner. Yeah, we'll see what they can come up with there. But the planetary clearing normally does that for you. But that is, something to help you out. So remember, you're attached. Like I said, you know, if you take the word fear and the letters in there, F-E-A-R, it doesn't mean too much to you, you know, or if you have them mixed up, you know. But once you say the word fear and you make those letters into a vibration, a word, then all of a sudden your buttons get pushed just by hearing the word fear.
Yeah.
Or anger or whatever it is. But just repeating the letters doesn't really do that much for most people. So this is why we're doing this clearing, because your name is a vibration of who you are, basically. And the dark side has to connect onto you. They just can't say, hey, you know, your name is part of the barcode stuff. And so I don't know what I'm going to call this clearing yet, but it'll be $50. And it'll take a while to clear. You can just take your name and pick the balls out, 45 minutes per ball. You know, that's for each letter. You just can't. If you have, like, the name Anna, A-N-N-A, you know, you have to do each A separately. So, you know, it'll be an hour and a half just for the two A's plus another 30 minutes for the two N's, 15 minutes apiece. So you can just type your name out if you want, write it out, and that's how long it's going to take you, 45 minutes for each ball. And 15 minutes for each particular letter. And then you take your name, we'll have to figure out how to do this, but just be explaining it. And you just take your name and you clear each letter one at a time. And then you go from left to right for your whole name, first, middle, and last. And then from there you reverse it. And I may have a part in there which you can repeat, because sometimes people don't want to use their whole name. Maybe their name was, say, Josephine, and they want to use the name Joe instead, you see. And so you want to do both of those, only because the two names will have a different resonance. But the one of your birth name is probably the most important one, but if the dark side sees you not using the whole name, they may actually do something to that energy of the shorter name and connect you with it also. So anyway, I'm trying to help people to get released from the darkness here. And I know this works, as I've already done this, so it's a wonderful clearing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Sounds great. Can't wait for that one. And let's see, we have Mia on the line on the fast chat. And I believe she's asking about a matrix disconnection clearing.
Okay, let's see here. So let's do this. This is part of the mind matrix clearing here. There's a lot to these, so it's kind of hard to put your finger on it as far as what's happening. But here we go. This will help to disconnect part of your mind energy that you have from the collective consciousness. So if you want to use the word universal mind or whatever, you know, it's the mind energy connection. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, I guess we have about 12 hours from now until the wonderful healing intensive and the body organ rejuvenation clearing starts, and I know you talked a little bit about it earlier, but can we elaborate on that for anybody, because I believe there's still time for people to join that healing call if they would like to.
Yeah, sure. So you can send me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and I'll get the email and get back with you. The cost on it is $200 per person. If you're married, then your spouse is half price, which would be $100. And your children, which would be 18 and younger, living at home, would be free. So typically that's like a high school student. If they're out on their own, you know, then you know, they're making money, typically having a job, so they are considered an adult. Your animals are also free. And the 8-hour calls, we do a lot of work getting rid of these extraterrestrial life forms that are invisible that have attached to us into our DNA and our spirit. So we have body and spirit healings here. And it gets very complicated very quickly. But the energies, remember, the light ship only can have light come into it. It cannot deal with darkness. It didn't create darkness. So it doesn't know darkness. So if anything were to come into it that was darkness, it would be, kind of punning this word here, it'd be, you know, an alien energy to itself. And an alien energy that it did not create would be basically terminated because it doesn't want to be infested by darkness. Well, if that's part of you, and part of yourself has darkness in it, you know, you don't want to have yourself destroyed. And so what happens is on the light ship, outside of the light ship, that's where the quarantine rooms are, and this is where the light ship works with you and finds the parts of you that the darkness has stolen, and you get back, get put back into spiritual harmony according to your initial spiritual blueprint, and this is of your spirit and your body. So these clearings are needed by everybody because you don't know what's happened to you in your past incarnations, and also your body's past genetic incarnations. So it gets, like I said, very deep, very quick, very fast with the darkness energies here because this is what they're working with. This is all that I do is clear out of people darkness. Remember, you have to get the darkness out of you in order to live in the light. And your spirit cannot come into darkness, much like the light ship does not deal with darkness. So you have to get the darkness out of you to regain light consciousness. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So these clearings we're doing, is $200, you know, for the whole month. We're doing 4 back-to-back Sundays, 8 hours apiece. And then you also get the call on the 21st this month, which is a 4-hour ascension call. So it's 28 hours of healing on the light ship. This is where Jesus took people. This is why Jesus made the comment, you have to go through me to go to the Father, okay? And that's the reason. This is the light ship. You can't go to the light ship on your own. You'd be actually terminated. So this is the same process that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So if you're interested in having that type of clearing, we're working with their physical body organs. Along with our bone marrow, our bones, skeleton, and I believe our central nervous system. So these are just major clearings, and you feel much better afterwards. We do special water charging on these calls, and we break every hour. And you can also do it absentee. So if you can't come on the call, just send me an email, and I'll put your name down. I have quite a few people now that would like to come, but they can't. But they're going to be on this call absentee. And you can go on to PayPal and pay for it. Or if you don't have PayPal, just let me know and you can write a check, send it to me, and I'll give you the particular phone number with the PIN code. So that's all that's needed. And you can also, you know, walk around in your room. You can do cleaning or whatever. But you want to more than likely get a speakerphone so you can actually hear what's going on. And if you have to leave for an hour or two, that's perfectly fine also. Most people want to hear what's happening and to see what's going on in their life because they want to know what's being cleared out of them. Plus, you actually feel the energies. So, anyway, that'll be tomorrow. So, back to you, Sylvia, before we sign off here.
Okay, so... So basically, just to review the dates then of those, so it's this Sunday and then the next 2 Sundays, so 3 Sundays in a row?
Yes, back-to-back Sundays, yes, uh-huh.
And then the Saturday 4-hour special, then that's, I believe, the 21st, November, Saturday, November 21st?
Yep, that's correct, the 21st is Saturday, then we have the last call on the Sunday, which is after Saturday, and the 22nd. So that's a lot of healing.
So basically, people are getting three full 8-hour Sundays plus the 4-hour, plus the fact that they're on the light ship continuously throughout that whole time period for healing?
Yes, that is correct, yes. I didn't say that, but yes, you are, because the light ship has to watch over you, and they continuously do healings on you throughout the week. And it's just a wonderful event. People have, you know, lots of comments on it. They feel better. They feel lighter. Their body has maybe less pain in it from before. They can do things that they haven't been able to do for a long time. Most people's bodies, as they become older, you know, have illnesses, and this is one way that you can help you clear some of the illnesses out of you, especially the extraterrestrial life forms. If you're interested in a little sample, you can go on to the BBS archives here. And there's two shows that we did these samples on. One was 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. I don't know what the cost is. I'm just guessing maybe $5 or $10 to get onto the archives. And you can go on there and actually listen to these shows, and these shows will be active for you. And if you're a brand new listener, this show may sound a little kind of far out for you sometimes. Most people who listen take them normally about 6 to 10 shows to finally get the hang of it. That, you know, what we're talking about here is not religion. It's getting your spirit into your body for ascension. So this is the whole thing, and you have to get rid of the densities. Same teachings of Jesus 2,000 years ago, just stated a little differently with the, you know, information that we have in today's languaging. So if you're a Bible person, just take the word Father and replace it with creation lightship. And for most of what's in there, it'll probably fly pretty nicely. Naturally, because it was written after his death, about 300 years later, and the people weren't living, you know, you just have information handed down. But a lot of it's, you know, pretty much correct, and there are some false things. But the basic underlying message from him is that you should not pray outside of yourself. So right away, he would not be accepted in any Christian church that this planet today, because they're all praying to an energy outside of themselves, some God energy. And so he said to become self-empowered in yourself, to go inside. And that's where the kingdom is, not to pray outside of yourself. And in this terminology today, much like back then, he knew about the aliens. And so when you connect anything outside of yourself, then you pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to. And that brings in negativity to you and hooks you up more to the darkness. So your only connection that you have to your divinity, to source energy, is your own spirit. And that's what his teachings were. And then they kind of got twisted and askewed, you know, by the churches, but that's the gist of what he's talking about. But I'd love to have a show sometime, maybe one of the panels that I'm on, maybe in L.A. or New York, I can get up there with some ministers or something, or priests or whatever, and have a good time with them. But anyway, I'd love to do that sometime. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, and it sounds like if, you know, for anyone who's really wanting to really strengthen that connection with their own divinity and, you know, get eliminate and heal from some of these things that have been interfering with that, that this upcoming healing intensive schedule is just, you know, a really great kind of power-packed 3 week in a row way to do that. And you've made it super affordable, I think, for people. You know, if you've got a family, you know, husband, wife, and three kids at home and pets, the whole cost, as I understand it, is, you know, with the spouse and everything, the $300 for essentially a whole month's worth of continuous healing. So that's pretty incredible. And it's wonderful that you're making that available to people at such a great rate. So, yeah, I guess our time is up. We've been on an hour now. So Thank you so much, Ron. I'll just say good night, blessings to everyone, and just, yeah, please connect with Ron if you're interested in moving forward like that.
Yeah, so just through the email, it's creationlightship@yahoo.com, and I'll bring light beam energy right now, so bring your monitor screen up, and we'll bring in some wonderful peace energy from the light ship. So here it comes. And this is all heart-based healing, so if your mind's trying to figure out what's happening, that's the darkness. So your heart knows all about this, but your mind will maybe lead you astray, and it won't know about light because the light is not in your mind. So here we go. Here comes some more of this beautiful peace energy, and the light beam will be active for probably about half past the hour for everybody. So here we go. And here comes the peace energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, so blessings to all of you, and good evening.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.